You have one unheard message. First unheard message sent yesterday at 7:15 p.m.
It's me. I'm recording this because what I'm about to say is going to be easy. You're going to hate me for this. You'll have a million and one questions as to why I've had a sudden change of heart. And I'm sorry. I'm going to hurt you. But I can't be with you anymore. I just can't do this. You always feel so far away and you overthink everything. And I have to live my life my way. Look, you know the world that I belong to. I'm not doing anything wrong by living the way I do. I'm not sorry that you've become a part of it. You chose to. You chose to get caught up in me. You've always judged me on my lifestyle, and yet your pack can't seem to leave me be. Clicking and flashing away with those fucking cameras. You follow us theatrics around like a bloodhound picking up a scent. And yet you berate us for our profession and then suck us dry. You love us, yet you hate us at the same time. But I guess a paparazzo makes more money than an artist does. Stalking after actors and musicians, drinking coffee on the go, upsetting them as a profession to you people. But you caught me by surprise. The shy girl behind the camera lens. The way you watched me, you were different than all the other photographers. You didn't scream obscenities or abuse, you just watched. You know you've got a lot more potential than a flimsy paparazzi snake, right? You could do so much more than who you are. Remember when we first met? It was when we got stuck in traffic after that award ceremony. Your ratty friend surrounded my car. And I had to dash out to get away. All of you chased me like I was a fucking beetle or something. I remember hiding in that little alleyway by the bridge. But you saw me. You could have told your friends that I was there, but you chose not to. And they left us. You wanted me all to yourself. Remember when I pushed and pinned you up against the wall? Remember when I rolled my tongue into your mouth? Your confidence and cat-like curiosity trickled away in those moments. I knew right then that you were giving yourself up to me. You were mine. I ripped your shirt, curling my lips along your skin and down your throat. I'll never forget your loud gasp when I took your breast in my mouth and how you moaned when I slid into you. Oh, fuck. God, I wanted to be there right now. Fucking you hard and fast against that wall. You were getting so loud when we rocked into each other. I had to cover your mouth so that my location wouldn't get leaked from your whimpers. Your lips were so wet. You were practically biting at my fingers. I realized that this was your signal that you were about to come, and when you did, I sunk my teeth into your neck, making you cry out from pain. Just think, back then, you didn't know how much you could endure until you met me. I revealed a part of yourself that you didn't even know existed. Where you said you felt free. God, I want you. Oh, so much. Right now. Oh, God, I want to feel your skin against mine. Oh, I want to feel your neck against my lips. Oh, your hand around my cock. Oh, I want to feel your warmth as I plunge inside you. And you firmly pressed up against me. Oh, I want to feel like when I come deep inside you. New project, and I really need my head in the game for this role. After I hang up, I'm blocking you on my phone, my email, social media, and I've told my agent to do the same. I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. You should forget about me. I've already forgotten about you.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7.